Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Manoj Pathak.
Namaskar, Market Mantra ke tazank mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hamesha ki tarah hum desh aur duniya ki chuni hui karobare, aarthik aur share bazaar se sambandhit taza khabron ko lekar hazir hain. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए आज स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक क्षेत्र के जाने माने विश्लेषक और वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार उदयन रे. उदयन नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
वार्म वेलकम उदयन.
धन्यवाद मनोज. थैंक्स राजेश.
आइए शुरुआत करें अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइन से जिसे लेकर मौजूद हैं राजेश लेख.
ईयू इंडिया ज्वाइन फोर्सेस टू प्रमोट स्टार्टअप कोलैबोरेशन ऑन रिसाइक्लिंग ऑफ ई व्हीकल बैटरीज. After hitting record highs earlier in the day, BSE Sensex lost 58 points, Nifty 50 settles at 22,642. And the Brent crude oil futures was little up at $90.51.
EU और भारत ने बिजली से चलने वाले वाहनों की बैटरी रिसाइकिलिंग तकनीक के क्षेत्र में काम करने वाली स्टार्टअप कंपनियों के संवर्धन के लिए सहयोग बढ़ाने का फैसला किया. घरेलू शेयर बाजार में प्रमुख सूचकांक आज फिर रिकॉर्ड ऊंचाई पर पहुंचने के बाद नीचे फिसले. सेंसेक्स 58 अंक लौटा, निफ्टी 50 घटकर 22,642 दर्ज हुआ और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में ब्रेंट कच्चे तेल की कीमत थोड़ी सी बढ़ी, $90.51 प्रति बैरल पर आई.
The European Union, EU and India today launched an expression of interest for startups working in battery recycling technologies for electrical vehicles, EVs, for a matchmaking event. The matchmaking aims to enhance the cooperation between European and Indian small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, and startups in the clean and green technology sector. The intended exchange of knowledge and expertise will be instrumental in advancing the circularity of rare materials and transitioning towards carbon neutrality in both India and the EU. This initiative takes place under the India-EU Trade and Technology Council announced by India and the European Commission in New Delhi on 25th of April 2022. This event is also part of a broader effort to promote a sustainable agenda, foster innovation, and forge stronger economic relations between the European Union and India. The EOI for the matchmaking event launched today provides a platform for Indian and EU startups, SMEs, in the field of EV battery recycling technologies to pitch their innovative solutions and engage with Indian and European venture capitalists and solution adopters. 12 innovators, each from India and EU, 6 of them each will be selected and get a pitching opportunity during the matchmaking event scheduled for June 2024. 6 finalists, 3 from EU and 3 for India, will be selected following their pitching presentation and awarded the possibility to visit India and the EU respectively. Now this is a good opportunity for those who are into the working of the battery recycling technologies, particularly in the EV for matchmaking event. Just elaborate a little on what is this matchmaking event that has been looked into for the EU and Indian participants.
I think I wouldn't be aware of the granular details, but what it seems like is the government and of course EU, they are trying to make an ecosystem. And of course the ecosystem, we know, we are trying to you know, scale up our capability in terms of batteries, storage and other batteries, especially for mobility devices. So, so for green sort of vehicles and all that. That's one part of it. But you know, you when the batteries get over, you would want to where do you keep that? Because you've got the rare earth and all that. You know, these
the sustainable aspect.
Yeah, the sustainable aspect. Now that's where you mentioned the circular. This whole term about circular economy, where you know you're just using it. Use something and you're not just dumping it at one corner and then, you know, bringing it back into circulation. So, that is going to be fairly important. You don't want to, you know, replace one form with another form which creates a fresh set of problems.
Correct.
So that's why this whole concept of circular economy, has been going along and, you know, things, there are things that we might produce and they might be cheap, but you know, when you just, you know, introduce them in the ecosystem.
It is like the computers are there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Plastics.
Where do we dump them after?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So what are we going to do? Because if every vehicle is going to get replaced, then it'll probably have batteries and, you have these, stuff that you wouldn't know what to do with.
So what is the future of EV vehicles? It hinges on the recycling technologies, surely. What is your take on the EV and the future of it?
No, EV, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we have, in certain segments, it's going to become one third. I'm talking about mobility devices. So, you know, maybe in two-wheelers or something, you might see that in another 10 years or maybe less, you'll have probably a third of market share out there. In four-wheelers, it might take a little while more. It all depends on how well our domestic players are, they pan out. So it's not particularly difficult. If you see BYD, which is China's number one EV manufacturer, I mean, it's number one at the moment. And Chinese vehicles, in terms of design and in terms of performance, and in terms of price, they're right at on the top. Even people in the West admit to that fact. And these, all of these have come up not after 50 years of work, but, you know, maybe 15 or less than two decades of work.
In India also.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a huge demand for
yes.
EV and strong hybrids.
Absolutely. And you have startups in Hyderabad, I'm forgetting the name. They're doing very impressive work. Our battery technology work is happening in our IITs and other places. And we're really doing some splendid work. So you can expect a lot to happen if breakthroughs are within the country. But coming back, the circularity bit becomes very, very important, because you don't want to create a fresh new problem, large problem, after having replaced another large problem.
उदिन, यहाँ पर चर्चा को ऑटो सेक्टर में ही रखते हुए दो बिंदुओं की ओर आपका ध्यान आकर्षित करना चाहूंगा. एक तो जो यानी ये मैच मेकिंग प्रक्रिया शुरू होगी, जिसमें कहा जा रहा है नवाचार अपनाने वाली नई बैटरियों पर फोकस्ड है, लेकिन आने वाले दिनों में जिस हिसाब से कह लें कि जलवायु परिवर्तन हो रहा है, उसके परिणाम दिख रहे हैं, उसमें हमें ग्रीन एनर्जी की ओर, क्लीन एनर्जी की ओर तो जाना ही होगा. वहां पर अभी से ही यानी बिजली से चलने वाली गाड़ियों की जो ऊर्जा बैटरी पर आधारित है, उस बैटरी के निपटारे के लिए यदि कोई अभियान चलता है, तो किन किन क्षेत्र में रोजगार के नए अवसर बनते दिख रहे हैं आपको, कि उनको डिसमेंटल करने में या फिर रेयर मटेरियल उसमें से निकालने में क्या एक नया उद्योग का पूरा क्षेत्र नहीं निकल के सामने आएगा?
शायद एक नहीं, शायद ज्यादा ही निकले. देखिए, कौन कह सकता था कि मोबाइल की सर्विसिंग से जुड़ी हुई इतने सर्विसेज निकल आएंगे. कहने को तो हमारे पास हाईटेक मतलब हाई एंड मोबाइल फोन्स और स्मार्टफोन्स हैं. आप देखिए, किसी भी शहर गांव में देखिए, आपका ऑलमोस्ट 50% जो वहां से इनकम निकलता है, एक्टिविटी है, वो नॉन एग्रीकल्चरल है. तो वो सर्विसेज जो सेक्टर है, हमारे जो इतनी रोजगार है, वो कहां से बनेंगे? वो रोजगार के अवसर सर्विसेज से ही. चलिए उसको नौकरियां से दूर बात करते हैं, एम्प्लॉयबिलिटी और इनकम के बारे में बात करते हैं, आय के बारे में बात करते हैं. तो वो उसका जरिया मोस्ट प्रॉब्ली सर्विसेज होंगी. और अगर गाड़ियों में बैटरी इस्तेमाल होंगे, तो आपको उसी हिसाब से एक्सपर्टीज भी मिल जाएगी.
जी, जी, जी.
तो डिप्लोमा हो गए, स्पेशल कुछ कोर्सेज हो गए, जो करने के बाद ये हो जाएगा. ये हथौड़ा पीठ जो एक जमाने में जब आप और मैं स्कूल कॉलेज में थे वो वाली उस वाले लेवल से तो ऊपर होगा, पर काफी कुछ इसमें थोड़ी सी ट्रेनिंग के साथ काम हो सकेगा। तो वो आप फॉर्मल सेक्टर में भी आ जाएगा और फॉर्मल सेक्टर से जुड़े हुए जो वेंडर्स होते हैं उनमें भी आ जाएगा, और जो फ्रीलांस मतलब आपके जैसे मान लीजिए मोबाइल फोन के आप कंपनी के पास नहीं जाना चाहते हैं, बहुत पुराना हो गया, किसी और के पास अकम्पलिश टेक्नीशियन के पास जाते हैं, वो वाली चीज भी हो जाएंगी। और उसके जो आप देखते हैं ऑनलाइन प्लेटफॉर्म्स हैं जहां जो आपके रिपेयरिंग करने के मेंटेनेंस करने के लिए वो वाले काम भी आ जाएंगे। तो आप नौकरी या एम्प्लॉयबिलिटी के बारे में बात करते हैं, ये कुछ चीजें तो सीधी सीधी होती हुई नजर आ रही
है। आइए खबरों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाएं और चलें शेयर बाजार की ओर। घरेलू शेयर बाजार में कल रिकॉर्ड तेजी के बाद आज भी आसार शुरुआती कारोबार में तेजी के ही दिख रहे थे और नई ऊंचाई पर प्रमुख सूचकांक पहुंचते नजर आ रहे थे, लेकिन काफी उतार चढ़ाव हुआ और कारोबार के अंत में प्रमुख सूचकांक मामूली नुकसान के साथ बंद हुए। बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स कारोबार के अंत में 58 अंक यानी 0.08% घटकर 74,683 पर बंद हुआ। उधर नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी भी 23 अंक घटकर 22,642 दर्ज हुआ। विस्तारित बाजार की ओर चलें तो वहां भी नरमी थी, वहां भी थोड़ी सी बिकवाली की गई। बीएसई मिड कैप इंडेक्स 0.4% नुकसान में रहा, स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स में 0.15% की गिरावट हुई।
द सेंसेक्स एंड द निफ्टी ट्रेड फ्लैट अमिड वॉलेटिलिटी एंड क्लोज्ड इन रेड आफ्टर हिटिंग रिकॉर्ड हाईज अर्लियर इन द डे ऑन प्रॉफिट बुकिंग इन हैवी वेट्स सच एज टाइटन, रिलायंस इंडस्ट्रीज, एशियन पेंट्स एंड टीसीएस। BSE Sensex lost 58 points or 0.08% to close at 74,683. Nifty 50 fell 23 points or 0.1% to settle at 22,642. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index fell 0.4% while the small-cap index ended 0.15% down. In the Sensex pack, 12 companies posted gains while 18 logged losses. ICICI Bank was a top gainer as it added 1.8%, followed by Infosys and Bajaj Finance as both surged 1.1%. On the other hand, Titan declined 1.8%, Reliance fell 1.4%, and Asian Paints slipped 1.2%. In sectoral indices at BSE, 10 sectors logged gains and 10 sectors posted losses. Metal sector and realty sector index climbed 0.5% each, while Bantex gained 0.3%. On the other hand, consumer durables sector lost 1.1%, energy sector fell 0.7%, and capital goods sector ended 0.4% down. The overall breadth of the BSE trade was negative, as shares of 2,229 companies fell, while 1,612 gained. Shares of 110 companies remained unchanged.
नजर डालते हैं रुपए की स्थिति पर। अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज रुपया एक डॉलर की तुलना में 83.31 रूपये पर बंद हुआ। उधर दुनिया की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की स्थिति दर्शाने वाला सूचकांक 104.11 पर समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक कारोबार कर रहा था।
Then India has a fantastic opportunity globally. The entire world is looking to India as the growth engine, and the last thing you want anyone to do is time the market. Bull run, whatever you may call it, you should never time the market. Correct?
Absolutely, Rajesh. So, it's worth sharing that, you know, recently some studies have been done for the Indian market. And, you know, the interesting part, which is worth pointing out, is that over a 10-year period, what has been found is, see, Rajesh, markets go up and down. Now, there are periods when the market goes down sharply, okay, very sharply. Now, they typically, and after the sharp downturn, markets rebound. Now, they account for only 10% period, or 10% of the number of days or trading days. But anybody who is not present on those 10% of the days will not get the kind of advantage that you would normally get, you are supposed to get by investing in equity. So equity, when you're investing in stocks or equity, mutual funds or a hybrid fund, you're taking a higher level of risk, say, compared to a bank fixed deposit. For that to be worthwhile, you have to be there when the market is rebounding, not when the market is going up. So it's very counterintuitive. But if somebody can believe in this thing, and it's now almost, studies have now been done, it's almost established, even for the Indian market. So basically when the market is going up, you should be riding on that roller coaster. So every time when it goes up, and it'll does it for a very few days, you know, it's only 10% of the day. And you don't know which, when would be those days. So out of 100, when those 10 days will come, because we don't know, so the idea is to smartly do it. And the second point to close this discussion, this topic, is that what you need to do is make sure, you know, typically, Rajesh, people think that which is the place where I can go and invest and get a high return. Now, what people don't ask themselves is, what will happen if the markets go down or the value of this investment goes down? If you're going to panic and move out, then you probably need to, somehow figure your scene out, you know. And the most important thing out here is you have to figure out how, when the downturn happens, how will you manage that? So it's not so much about the upside. It is more about how you manage the downside and how you maintain a consistency. So what happens is, in all this rush of getting higher returns, you look only at the upside, which is the next big place where you can. But we are not looking at how much risk we are taking. Risk means the fact that it could even fall down. So it's a small cap and mid cap. It will be more volatile than a large cap. So the, should you not invest? You should. You bet you should invest. But what is the amount? What is the mix? What is the thali you're going to have, which is going to be balanced? So that's the trick.
यानी उदयन यहाँ पर आपने बड़े रोचक मोड़ पे श्रोताओं को छोड़ दिया है. यहाँ समझना चाहेंगे कि आपकी सलाह एक विशेषज्ञ के रूप में क्या रहेगी कि यदि डाउनटर्न है, यानी बाजार में गिरावट है, तो उन्हें क्या अपने निवेश में व्यवहार रखना चाहिए ताकि उनका नुकसान न्यूनतम हो. बाजार ऊपर भाग रहा है तो मुनाफा वो निश्चित रूप से कमा रहे होंगे, लेकिन बाजार यदि नीचे गिरा या बहुत ऊपर के ऊंचे बाजार में उन्होंने इन्वेस्ट किया हो, तो उस समय उनका व्यवहार कैसा रहना चाहिए?
मनोज, इसमें सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट बात यह है कि एक निवेशक और एक ट्रेडर, जो ट्रेडर होता है वो आर्बिट्राज कर रहा है, स्पॉट और डेरिवेटिव्स मार्केट में देख रहा है, उसको हर रोज कुछ ना कुछ कमाना है. पर जो निवेशक है वो उसका एक गोल है. तो आप एक कंपनी की तरह, खुद को एक कंपनी की तरह समझें कि मैं जाके बाजार से पैसे उठा रहा हूं या पैसे निवेश कर रहा हूं और उसको मेरे को एक जरूरत को पूर्ण करना है, उसको अकम्प्लिश करना है. नॉर्मली क्या होता है कि हमें जो जरूरतें होती हैं वो एक दिन के गेन से वो होगा नहीं, साल दर साल हमें निवेश करके जब हम आगे बढ़ेंगे तभी जाके वो होगा. तो हमें, हमारा टारगेट हमेशा हमारी नजरें हमारी जरूरतों की तरफ होना चाहिए और हमारे निवेश जरूरतों के साथ मैच होना चाहिए. तो अगर आप इक्विटीज में निवेश करें, स्टॉक्स में निवेश करें, चाहे म्यूचुअल फंड से या डायरेक्टली कर रहे हैं, तो वो लंबी अवधि दूर जो है, 8 से 10 साल दूर कोई जरूरत है अपने बच्चों के हायर एजुकेशन या रिटायरमेंट, उसकी तरफ देखें. जो कम अवधि का है, मान लीजिए अगले साल वेकेशन में जाना, उसके लिए स्टॉक्स नहीं है, उसके लिए बहुत ही गलत है.
बिल्कुल सही बात.
तो आपको चुनाव भी ठीक करना है और आपको देखना है कि कौन, अगर आपको पैसे की जरूरत नहीं है तो आपको चिंता करने की जरूरत नहीं है. जैसे कि मैंने कहा कि जितनी देर आप रुके रहेंगे, एक्चुअली अगर आप देखें स्टॉक, अगर कोई, अगर आप
बैलेंस ना,
वो
आप मेंटेन अ बैलेंस.
सपोज यू इन्वेस्ट 10,000 रूपीज राजेश, देन व्हाट हैपेंस इज इन द फर्स्ट ईयर इन द स्टॉक मार्केट, you know, data has borne it out. The first year, it's like a voltage stabilizer. The first year, the voltage, you know, the return, if it's like a voltage curve, it will move
up
in a,
down,
it'll move
down.
Up and down. Mm-hmm. Slowly, 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 as the years go by, the up and down movement starts, you know, moderating. Mm-hmm. And slowly, it almost becomes like a straight line. So 10 years down the line. So that is what we'll have to do, you know. So, you know, every time you're doing that, you have to keep in mind that how do I make sure that there's a consistent return? So if it's one year you get 30% and next year it falls by 25%, it is not going to help. It's better to get 10% every year rather than go through this. Correct. And lose your sleep and maybe hair like me.
So then what we said in the beginning, that the India growth story is one of the best stories in the world markets today. So do you think in this growth story where 7+ percentage GDP growth is also pitching in this story, mid-cap and small-cap sectors play a major role? Though the fact is today they went down, but what role are the mid-cap and small-caps playing?
Rajesh, there's a term in English called a sting in the tail. Okay, so there's a boost. So when you're investing, you need consistency. So the consistency, the bulk, I mean, I'm talking about people who are moderate, sort of reasonable amount of risk takers, not high risk takers, okay, and who can handle reasonable amount of fluctuations, okay. Mind you, in India, more than 50% of our financial assets of households is fixed deposits, okay. So we are basically a risk-averse nation. So coming back, so that has to form the bulk of your investments. The smaller part, say 15-20%, has to be mid-cap, small-cap, because they'll go up, they're going up and down. Small-caps are on their way up. They're not established. Their business models and their financials, it's not yet established. They're possibly superstars of the future. So you want a sting in the tail. You want an additional boost. You know, you don't want that to drive it. Because you can't have an off day or an off year in your journey to your retirement, in your journey to your buying a home, or in your journey towards getting your kid to the best college in the country.
Your take on two sectors, real estate and FMCG, and also banking.
Real estate, of course, Rajesh, they're doing really well. And it's the premium housing which seems to be doing well. People are equally bullish about commercial real estate simply because of the capability centers which are coming. Basically, multinational corporations which are setting up knowledge centers in India. So that is what people are talking about in terms of real estate. Now, the genuine demand seems to have come back. So there is a positive outlook out there. In terms of FMCG, the challenge obviously is going to be, Rajesh, is going to be rural countryside. So FMCG guys are going to get challenged out there. If you have a normal monsoon today, the monsoon forecasts have come up. And it seems like a normal monsoon, except the dispersion could be an issue. So what you probably are going to see, that FMCG might be a little bit of a challenge, especially on the countryside, till you have a good monsoon. Yeah, good monsoon and good results coming in, actually, in terms of agri.
आइए खबरों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाते हैं और चलते हैं वैश्विक शेयर बाजारों की ओर. सबसे पहले एशियाई शेयर बाजार, जहां दक्षिण कोरिया को छोड़कर अन्य सभी प्रमुख बाजारों में आज तेजी का रुख दिखा. जापान का निक्केई 225 सूचकांक 1% लाभ के साथ बंद हुआ. हांगकांग के शेयर बाजार में हेंगसेंग 0.5% लाभ के साथ बंद हुआ. उधर चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में 0.5% की ही वृद्धि हुई. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रीट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.6% लाभ में रहा. बिकवाली के दबाव में दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी 0.4% नीचे आ गया. यूरोपीय शेयर बाजार की ओर चलें तो वहां समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक मिलाजुला रुख था. लंदन का फुटसी 100 0.13% लाभ में चल रहा था. जर्मनी के डेक्स में 0.7% की गिरावट थी और फ्रांस का कैक 40 0.53% नुकसान के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था.
The US stocks were essentially unchanged at the close of a choppy session on Monday, with a solar eclipse offering distraction ahead of crucial inflation data and the kickoff of first quarter earnings season. The S&P 500 and the Dow posted minimal losses, while the Nasdaq ended nominally higher. All three were held in check by the highest benchmark US Treasury yields since November in the wake of Friday's blowout employment report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.03%, the S&P 500 lost 0.04%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.03%. So the rate cut, where is it going to be?
Well,
or when is it going to be?
Rajesh, the whole the jobs report of U.S. jobs report of last Friday seems to have moderated people's expectation. Now, a lot of people don't think it's going to happen so soon. Maybe only one, and some people are talking about next year. But the Federal Reserve, they're saying that we're going to be data driven. So you're going to get a few clues. I think today some inflation data is
the minutes will be ready.
Yeah, and some data is going to come out. So you'll get those. It's going to be a little, you'll see a little bit of moderation of inflation out there. But inflation is going nowhere. I mean, it's slowing down very slowly, to put it. The other thing is, of course, their economy is also holding up pretty well. So what one of the Federal Reserve governors, or shall we say presidents or whatever, has said that if economic growth is, you know, moderating, or economic growth, you know, handles well, you know, it goes on well, and inflation on its own comes down, there's no need for a rate cut. So that's another line, another road that has
gone altogether different.
A completely different road they're talking about. So there's all kinds of balls are up in there. And so market wants to hear a rate cut. It wants a rate cut. It's got used to rate cuts since 2000s, since the Greenspan era.
Inflation figure that they have, the Fed wants to, it seems to be stuck with that figure of 2%.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, Rajesh, when you get used to it, those low inflation rates, and that's what you're used to it. You know, the whole system is used to rate cuts. When there's a rate hike, you feel uncomfortable. I mean, they feel uncomfortable. They are not as nimble-footed as we are. Mm-hmm. We can handle high inflation, we love low inflation. So both ways we are okay, we are more nimble-footed. So we have been able to handle it. But the global economy, especially the Western part, they are used to low interest rates and low inflation.
Moving on, the U.S. crude oil prices last week climbed to their highest this year after a weak natural gas market, steeper costs, and a focus on shareholder returns over new production are keeping shale drillers from big output increases in the world's top oil and gas producer. The Brent crude oil futures was little up at $90.51, whereas West Texas Intermediate was also up at $86.52 when reports last came in. Now, the oil seems to be going little edging up quite a bit. Now, that doesn't all go well for us, India. But then the figure of 90 or below 100 is kind of okay?
Yeah, I mean, we would obviously want far lower. Yeah. But we have, in our calculations, we have gone up and we have assumed a higher figure, if I'm not wrong. But having said that, Rajesh, we also have these, the other puzzle pieces, the kind of oil we import from Russia.
From Russia. Mm.
So, it'll be interesting to know what exactly.
Why
is
do you call it a puzzle piece?
Simply because, you know, it's something because of the Western sanctions, etc. There's only so much we can do. There's a certain price. There's a way of bringing it into the country and then sending it ahead. So it's something that there's quite a few unknowns out there. So, but that's an important part which will bring down the average cost.
आइए चलें सराफा बाजार. मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में जून अनुबंध के लिए सोने का मूल्य अंतर्देशीय कारोबार में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 663 रुपए बढ़त के साथ 71,575 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था. उधर मई अनुबंध के लिए चांदी भी 602 रुपए की बढ़त के साथ 82,470 रुपए प्रति किलो पर कारोबार कर रही थी. वैश्विक बाजारों में अंतर्देशीय कारोबार में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक सोने का मूल्य कॉमेक्स पर $2,373.30 प्रति अंश पर था. चांदी भी $28.13 प्रति अंश पर कारोबार कर रही थी. बहुत संक्षेप में उदयन, सोने और चांदी दोनों के दाम ऊपर जाते नजर आ रहे हैं, बहुत संक्षेप में.
बिल्कुल, इन्वेस्टर इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स के इंटरेस्ट उसमें है.
जी, बस यहीं पर श्रोताओं की ओर से हम आपको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहेंगे.
धन्यवाद मनोज.
थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग विद अस अगेन. एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन, ईयू इंडिया जॉइन फोर्सेस टू प्रमोट स्टार्टअप कोलैबोरेशन ऑन रिसाइकलिंग ऑफ ई व्हीकल बैटरीज. आफ्टर हिटिंग रिकॉर्ड हाइज अर्लियर इन द डे, बीएसई सेंसेक्स लॉस्ट 58 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी 50 सेटल्स एट 22,642. and the Brent crude oil futures rose little up at $90.51. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye. Market Mantra.